We'll start again from the Ikka de Amri, like 7-8 lines from the top, on the bottom. So we was talking about a case, we said it's a machlekes, a case of Rav and Shmuel b'machzeres. What does machzeres mean? Machzeres meant that the head is on the side of the rechava, and the animal's in the middle. So the question is, do you pay Masha Ezika or do you pay Masha Nahanis? Why should you pay Masha Nahanis? Because, that means Masha Ezika would be that it's called Karen, it's not the normal. So therefore you're paying Masha Ezika. And Masha Nahanis would be because it is normal. So therefore you pay Masha Nahanis, really you should be Pata because it's just Ram. Shemesh Ram is Pata. But over here you'll pay because it's the normal. So now, Zakta Gemara. So Rav said, it's discussing of Machzeres. Chatzinezek, obviously. Rav says, discussing a case of Machzeres. That's why the Mishnah said the Yechayiv. Betzide Rechavi Yechayiv, what's the case? He's talking about Machzeres, and he held that it's Karen. And Shmuel said, even Machzeres is Pata. So that's why Shmuel said, that's something else, that the animal was standing literally in the Tzide Rechavi. The whole animal was standing in Tzide Rechavi. So Ikadami. Machzeres Kula Amalei Pligi de Chayeves. Everyone agrees that Machzeres is Chayev. Why? Because that's, like we just said, is Karen, that's not the norm. That's when the behemoth is completely in the Rechav, and it's moving its head to the Tzid Rechav. Keep Ligi, but Makta Mokka Meshusa L'Shusar Avim. When a person is Makta place, it means he owns this whole property. And he figured, you know what, his house is anyways laid back, set back. So it's set back, and now he'll let people in the front. He'll let them use it like Rishus Ram. So Maxim Mokim Rishus Rishus Ram. And this is where Omer Rav Loishanu Ela Machzeres. Rav said the only time Yechayev is Machzeres. Avol Maxim Adam Rishus Rishus Ram. But if you give over from your land into Rishus Ram, it's Pater. Why? Because they'll have a din like shame b'shus. Now the animal went ahead and ate the fruit, right? So some animal came in and ate the fruit. So really, it's your shus, but you let b'shus rabim take a role and they take it over somewhat. So melech, it's like shame b'shus rabim, which you pata.
But he's allowing everybody to be there.
Oh, so that's what we're gonna see. It's gonna be telling the machlekes is about.
What's the reason why there's a perturbation of Rabbi?
Right, no. But Moshe's saying, good, what's the reason of my sister Rabbi? Because you're allowed to come there. You're saying you're right.
Yeah,
right.
You have to assume now to go deep.
Right, because you're allowed to come there. Why should I watch my show if I'm allowed to come there? So let he eats fruits once he comes. He sees things, he eats.
And he's not giving up his rishus permanently because people went there, so they already were kind of, because he's putting out his fruit and using it. He only gave it to them when he's not using it.
Okay, Shmuel Amar, I'm feeling makta mokum rishus rishus ram chayevus. Shmuel says, even if you're makta mokum rishus, you're still chayev. So that's the machlaikis. So Rav and Shmuel, the machlaikis is the case of makta adam, makta mokum rishus rishus ram. If you gave over your place, if people could use it now, and then you left your fruit there, and someone came, someone's animal ate it. Is he chayev or not? Zokti Gemara, lema b'bar b'shusa kemiflegi. Let's say that this machlekes is the same machlekes as bar b'shusa. What's that? If someone digs a bar in his rishus, he digs a ditch, a pit, and he gave, and now his mafke is rishus. The bar, he wasn't mafke, but he said, okay, everyone can walk a mile in your rishus. Are you chayev or you pot? And someone fell into the bar, not someone, an animal. Are you chayiv or you pata? So, Rav the Amar pata, and over there is a machlekes. That means.
I thought we said before that if you have on your property.
No, but over here you let other people go there. If you have on your property, you for sure pata.
Is there a svara that I'm not giving it to the public to hurt me?
No, it doesn't matter. What? What's it? What? No, but it has somewhat of it then. It's not mamash zam. But if you let people go, so now, so it's a machlekes. If you chayiv, maybe you should be chayiv because don't. Once you let the people go, don't leave a pit open.
What do you mean letting people go? Everybody?
Yeah. The same thing, like you set back a house, the same type of Muslim.
What if I let my house and I'll be local coming to my house? That's what I
Same type of thing. Once you let people come and you didn't tell them about the bar, maybe they're not mechuyev to watch out. So Zakta Gemara. Then the bar b'shusa k'mifkei. Rav the amah patum k'sava bar b'shusa chayev. It's going to be just the opposite. Bar b'shusa chayev means that if you left a bar in Yerushas and you let people come and his animal fell in, you'll be chayev. That means because you're supposed to worry about what's going on with in your issues since you let other people use it. So therefore he says, that means people, so therefore he says, you're potter on paying the if the animal ate the fruit, he's potter on paying because he's allowed to do whatever he wants here. Right? Chayef for the hezek. The ban is going to be chayef. Bayi b'shusa chayef means,
and the nizik is potter from,
and so too the nizik is potter from paying. Because that means you're responsible for what's going on here. The owner of the field is responsible. So what does it mean he's responsible? That means if he had a pit over there, even though he gave up his field, and now, and that's why it's considered, since he had a pit, he's responsible because he has a pit in that people can fall into. And so too, he'll be responsible for his fruit there, which means if someone else eats his fruit, that guy's going to be potter. Shmuel, the Machayev Shmuel that says that by bar, this case of bar b'shu says chayev, kesava. By us, if you eat the pears, you chayev. Kesava bar b'shu say pater. I'm pater from by bar b'shu say. So that means I'm not responsible for what's going on over here. So if I'm not responsible, that means that's why bar b'shu says pater. So therefore, if you go ahead and eat my fruit, you're chayev in it. So that's what will be dependent.
What would be in a case where he's mafka the bar also?
What?
If he's mafka the bar also. Why is there an afkamina b'chlo?
No. You can't be. You really can't be mafka the bar. I mean, unless it's completely not so possible, we'll have to wait for bar for that. That's going to be fifth pair.
And what is your svar to say that being that I'm giving the, my rishus to the people, to the public, I can't have it affect hurt me?
No, it's interesting. Don't give a knife to the public that everyone comes in.
Use a lawyer before you do anything.
Yeah. Amalach Rav, La'olam Eimalach. Rav says, even though I said Chayiv, it's not similar to Bar. It doesn't mean that Bar B'shusa is Pater. La'olam Eimalach, Ba'alma Bar B'shusa is Pater. You always can say Pater. V'shayni Acha, here is different. The Amalav Kol Keminach, the Mikraf Delu the Peyosa, L'shusa Rabim, U'mechayvus Delu the Tiroi. You're not right to go ahead and put your Peyosa L'shusa Rabim and make everyone pay. So therefore he says, L'gabe that, you also Pater. So even though Bar B'shusa Pater, but Legabe Paris, you can't tell me that you put it in Shus Ram and you want everyone else to watch the animal. Well, he's talking about an animal that normally eats.
Only me.
Yeah. You're not the animal. I'm saying.
So if I invite somebody in my field and brings an animal, it's fine. It's understood that he's going to eat.
Yeah.
But this is different.
This is even worse. This is because you made it like a Shazarabim. Right. It's even worse.
This is
so you can't, even though Bar B'shusa Pater, so you see that the Mazik is really, so I would say he should be Chayiv, the Mazik should be Chayiv. No, because over here I tell you, what are you putting fruit in the Shus that people can walk into? Really, you could say.
So why doesn't he just talk about the Paris part? When he says Chayiv, that you Chayiv.
By
the owner of the bar is chayiv for the hezek done to the animal.
To the animal that fell into the bar. And then he's telling you that was a braisa over there later on. And he's saying, don't say that I have to hold the other way. Because I can hold that by Paris is different. And Paris, I can tell you, what do you bring your Paris in and you want to be mechayiv?
And it seems normal for an animal to want to eat fruit.
Yeah, that's shame.
Right. Which is normal. It's not an abnormal food for
right. A right. That's a shame. It's part of the Shazam. Shmuel Lama, but I'm a boy, but she's a chai. Shmuel says, really, boy, but she's a chai. The bitch, I'm a boy, but the bad boy, I could say, how should the animal know there's a bird there? It's a pit. It looks just as even as the rest of the floor. So how should he know? Now that you did it, you're chai in it. El a peiris, me, I could say, how should the animal know could you say that it wasn't, he didn't know about it? The animal sees it. If something that the animal doesn't see, you're not just, I'm allowed to walk here freely. But the pshat is, I let you deal like a regular person. So a pit that the animal doesn't see, so that's where you chayev. Hashem can pay us, so the animal sees, or you see, to protect it from the pears.
What if he got hurt on him? What if the animal tripped on him?
On the pears?
Yeah.
Same thing. The animal should have seen it.
Shmuel says bar is potter.
What? So he's saying, even if you would hold, but I could even hold by b'shus achayev, but over here, even if you hold,
we're not talking about
the peiros. Right? No, even though you hold by b'shus achayev, but by bar it makes sense why you chayev. Shengi by peiros you potter.
Shmuel says by bar you potter.
Again, that wasn't Shmuel. We wanted to say, maybe that's what he holds. Right, there's a machlokes later on. But which is a part we wanted to say, it depends on that. We're saying Shmuel says no, it doesn't depend on that. Shmuel and Rav are both saying that it doesn't depend on that. I call whatever I want over there. Over here is different. Okay, Zok to Gemara. Leimo Machzeres Tanoi. Again, we started this Gemara that Machzeres, the case of Machzeres. Rav and Shmuel argue about a case of Machzeres. What's the case of Machzeres again? That it was the animal itself was in the chay in the street. And it was eating off the tzidei, the sides of the street. So the shayla was, if you're chayev or not. So, maybe that's machlekes tanoi. The tanya, we learned in the b'raisa, achlo mitoich rechavam, v'shalem es mash nehanes. If you ate from what's in the street, you pay for what nehanes. Why do you pay for nehanes? Because it's reshus rabbim, and it's shein. So shein is part of reshus rabbim. It's normal to eat, so therefore it's part of reshus rabbim. So what are you chayev? You only chayev on what you had enough. Mitzi derechava, mishalem es mashi zika. If it eats from the side of the road of the rechayev, then you pay mashi zika. Why would you pay mashi zika? He's still in the shusar avim. The answer is because it's kan. It's abnormal to eat from the side like that. That's machzeres. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Elazar, ain dak alachel ela lahalach. It's not the normal way. Is not. The way to eat is not lachal, ela lahalach. So now what does that mean? For Gemara, Abayis saying the Tanakama. Abayis saying the same thing as the Tanakama, which means we thought that it's discussing the middle, we're not discussing the taich, harachai, but we're discussing tzidei rechava. And we're telling you over there, Abayis says, Abayis, 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 and Abayelazah, they say, ain't dak lachal, ela lahalach, and therefore yichayiv, als yichayiv, because it's not the normal, so you'll be chayiv als kan. So that's the Tanakama. What's the difference, these three second mandamim to the first mandamim? Rameyah says that when you do it mitzi derechava, you pay mashizika because it's not the normal, so you pay hezek and you pay chatzin hezek. And Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Elazar, they say ein da'ak alecha, so what are they referring to? Tzi derechava, and since it's ein da'ak alecha, you'll also pay.
He's
also on chayv ken, so it's just rabbi.
No, they'll never be
chayav mashenahes. Oh, we don't, no. So we think now that we're only discussing tzidei rechava. We're not discussing.
Rameyah
is different than Rameyah. Rameyah is the first.
Right, yeah. They would never hold.
Oh, everyone holds you pay mashenahes. You always pay mashenahes. The mice, you got saved breakfast.
Exactly what I'm saying.
Doesn't matter. Every shein is just rabbin. We would pay mashenahes because. Yeah, because that's something that you got saved. He saved you $2 of breakfast.
It's a separate
chiv. It's not, it has a chiv. So, Zimoy, Elab Machzeres, Ike Benayu. The nafkimina between both of them will be by Machzeres. Tanakama Sava, Machzeres, Nami Mashallah, and Mashanahanis. The Tanakama holds that by Machzeres, you'll pay Mashanahanis. And Tzidei Rechava meant that the animal, the whole animal was standing with Tzidei Rechava. Not that part of it was in the Rechayv and it's sticking his head into the Tzidei Rechava. Here we're discussing that the whole animal was so Machzeres also pays Mashananis because that is normal. Because it's not normal, so Meli will be Mechayv and Keren. So that's where the Machlekes is. If Machzeres is Chayv and not. So here we have Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, here we have Machlekes Tanoim. If Machzeres is Chayv. Zok to Gemara, like, the kula am machzeres ikri avik shmuel. Everyone agrees machzeres could be Rav or Shmuel, whichever one. They had a machlekes. This has nothing to do with that machlekes. Over here, the argument is this yisayit, this din of biyah b'steachan, that you're only chayiv on shein. B'steachah, shein and regal b'steachah. What is that? Only in the nizik sushos. So Ma'asava Ubiyabis the Akhabalay Bishus Rahman. One says that Yichayev only in the Shus and not in the Shusraham, like we understood till now, Shayim Biragal is not Chayev and Shusraham. U Ma'asava Ubiyabis the Akhabalay Bishus Amazik. But not in the Shus Amazik. But any other place you are chayiv. So it'll come out, you'll be chayiv in Shus Ram. So the machlekes is, and machlekes that we never knew till now, we always knew till now, shame b'shus Ram is pata. Now we're teaching you, no. There's a man d'amma that would hold, shame b'shus Ram is chayiv. So this is a regular case of shame, and he holds that you are chayiv. He basically holds that you're chayiv b'shus Ram.
Something we never heard before.
Right.
So what are we saying the difference is here? Because the animal, the where the jurisdiction...
No, now we're saying... No stories. Either B'shus Ram Nechayev or Yipata. We always thought that it was Pashat, the B'shus Ram Yipata. Right. That's what we always knew. Aviv is the Achav, the B'shus Ram. But now we're saying, no. Aviv is the Achav does not teach you not B'shus Ram. It teaches you that Yipata, if the animal walked into the Mazik Shushus, the animal walked into the Mazik Shushus and then the animal was Mazik him or whatever, then Yipata. But any other place you're Chayev, in fact, the Gemara, why do you need a pasuk to teach you that you put in the animals of Shus and Shus Hamazik? The Shus Hamazik, Lame Pech, Shus Hamazik, what are you doing here? What's the tzad? What are you bringing fruit from my Shus? You don't deserve it. What's the tzad? I need a pasuk to be Mayat. This case, if we was the Achat to be Mayat, oh, if you bring it to my Shus and my animal eats it, I'm put. What's the tzad? You should be Chayiv. You don't belong here. You don't need a meat. It's like, no. So obviously, there's no such machlekes. Hello, so what's this Braisa arguing about? The Ilfa Rabbashia can be Nayu. They're arguing about Ilfa Rabbashia. What's that case? We learned it earlier, on the Chafam and Aleph, we learned the case of Ilfa Rabbashia was that if the animal was walking in Shus Rabbim and it ate, it stretched its neck and ate off the other animal's back, or something like that. So over there, the Shaila was if that's the normal or not of Yipata. So that's what they're arguing over here. If that is the machlekes of Meir and the Rabbi Yosi, and Elazar, if you're pata on that, but Akapanim, getting back to before, Machzayas has nothing to do with this machlekes. This is a new machlekes of if Ilfen Rabbi Yishia, and therefore the machlekes Rav and Shmuel is a local machlekes. We don't have a brisa to say that there's such a machlekes by Machzayas, which was that you're eating the animal standing in Shus Rabbim in the Rechayv, and it's stretching out his neck to the tzidei rechayv, if that's the normal or not. Yeah. Ain't dark, or yes, dark. We don't know. Maybe this is normal. It's all the case.
So we're falling off that happening. Huh? If what happened to say Rabbi Yosi holds it, it's just Rav Michayev, we fell off.
Yeah, we fell off. Yeah. You can stay with your...
Changes
that. Perspective in the Masechta. Okay. Zok the Mishnah. Hakelev v'hagdi shekavtzay meyoy shagag. A dog or a gdi. Okay? Shekavtzay meyoy shagag. V'shavar es hakelem. And it broke the kelem underneath, on the floor. Mishalem nezek shalem. Neshe muadim. It's normal for it to do this, to jump off a roof. A dog, it's normal to jump off a roof. A gdi is normal. A gdi is a chiddush. A dog, I hear it. I don't know. Like upon him,
yes,
so
that's what they do. The goat, the young goat, they jump.
That's mountain goats. No, regular goats also jump like that. Yeah, good, I guess. Yeah, maybe it's the mountain goats. Yeah. So therefore.
That's a high roof.
Yeah. So therefore, since it's muad, which means it's the normal, so it's a tell of the regal, and you chayev right away,
normal
complete.
They saw the camel and jumped on.
Yeah, it's normal to jump off a roof.
We said before,
they didn't care about the camel. Just
it enjoys jumping.
But we said before, if an animal starts on a cliff, that's not...
Right, to step on it, not. But the jump is a normal thing. It enjoys the jumping. Yeah.
It's not trying to be mad.
What?
It's not trying to
be mad.
It doesn't sound like trying to be mad.
That's what I'm trying to
find
No, it's not. Really, it's a normal to jump.
So it's not trying to be
mazik. It's not trying to be mazik. It's a normal to jump. Now, hakelev shenot lechayah. This we saw a dog that ate a cookie, that took a cookie with the coal in there. V'halach legadish, and it went to someone's field. Achal chayah v'hid lekagadish. It ate the chayah and the cookie, and it lit the field. On the cookie, he has to pay nezik shalom. And we'll see in the Gemara why. But on the cookie, you pay nezik shalom because that's regular shame. Normal for it to eat. Shame is just on nezik. And the charara and the gadish, you pay nezik shalom. Nezik shalom. This is all the reason why you chayev by kelev agdi is because it jumped. Hanafle, but if it fell, potter. If it fell and broke the kelim, you potter. Talk to my Alma, Kasava, you see from here that he holds, Tchilase b'pshia, v'saifa b'ayin is potter. You see that if the beginning was a pshia. Why? Because you let your dog loose running on top of this roof, and it could have jumped. So you would have been chayiv. But saifa b'ayin is the maaseh, it fell, you potter.
Why is that onus? You should expect that to happen, no?
No, it fell.
These things don't fall.
Why should it fall? Right, say again. So with Tchilasei v'pshia, why was it pshia? Because you should have never let your dog loose on a rooftop because maybe it's going to jump. And now it doesn't fall normally. It knows where to go. It likes jumping, but it doesn't. It's going to jump and it's going to break the kelim. Saifei v'ayinus, because the mice it fell. So therefore, you're part.
Had it jumped, it wouldn't be called an onus.
What?
Had it jumped like the Havman, it wouldn't be called an onus.
Wow, that's a regular pshia.
You have to be chayshid that it might jump and break. I mean, we know it's going to jump, but we have to be chayshid that something going to be underneath it.
Yeah, no, you know there's something underneath it. Anyways, yeah, maybe. So therefore, you have to watch your animal. And since you didn't watch your animal, you chayv. Now, if you remember, what's the vat of tchilas of pshia v'saif b'ayinus yichayv? The ma'isam chayv was the hezek. The mazik with the hezek was einus. Einus you always part. So Kvege and Bamatsiya class, what? No, here we're talking about real hezek. The Mishnah says Mishalam Nazik Shalom.
Yes,
the white potter? Yeah, what's the sad chai, what's the sad potter?
Because you didn't make a shmir, you're chai for not making a shmir, that's a shmir. And so for einus, because the matter in the end, it was an einus. I mean, what happens if you put it there with a shmir?
The means the shad is like this. Is it because the einus came from the pshia? Or even if the einus didn't come from the pshia? This is by Shaimim. Really, that's what this machalikus is in the mafkid. Right? If the einus didn't come from the pshia, the reason how the einus happened was absolutely no shaykhis. Let's say you left your door open and ended up I'm watching your chayfetz. And I was whatever it was, I was Shem Masacha. And I ended up leaving the door open. So I'm chayiv for Gneva Aveda. But I ended up raining on it, something which is einus. There's no shaykhs to what happened to me. You'll still be chayiv because what?
The hut and the money that you dug underneath the hut. And that burns.
Yeah, exactly. So over there, Tchilas B'Shia said einus has nothing to do with the einus. It's not because the einus was the outcome of the B'Shia. But once you were Pashay and you become like the owner of this, and now the Shmir is endless. That's the shayla. It doesn't need to be an einus that comes from the pshia. That's over here. You have it anyways. The einus came from the pshia because since you weren't watching it, so it ended up falling. And if you would have watched it,
if you left the door open, the water got into the door.
That's what I'm saying over here. Would work.
The water got into the door.
No, I'm just saying. Let's say now. Let's say the water got into the door because it broke the roof. Yeah. Yes.
So actually, you have three different cases then. If the pshia caused the einus, or if the pshia didn't cause the einus, and the regular einus.
Yeah.
So why do you have to assume
the
might just say
so. Yeah, okay. Hakele to mirei shagag. We see such a price if a dog or a goat jumped off the mirei shagag. V'shavu es hakelem, and they broke the kelem. V'shalem nezek shalem. You pay nezek shalem. Naflu peturin. If it fell, you potter. If you hold, so over here, if it fell, why are you potter? You should have, you started off with a pshia, you should have watched it. If you didn't watch it, so why are you potter? He holds chilas of b'shiv seif b'ayinus is chayiv. So why would we say he didn't watch it? Could have jumped. Right. We don't know if a case is pata. We made a diik that naflu pata. And a chlamin. The Mishnah says that if it jumps, you chayiv. We made a diik, but if it fell, you pata. So we're saying, but later on, the Amit Chas, Mashiach, Saif, Ben, is chayiv, you should always be chayiv. Zakhtimar, you're going to Mekavi, Kalim, Legavi, Kaisel. The Kalim were very close to the wall. The Chikavtsi, Bekvitzel, and Naflu Alayu, if it would go with a jump, it would jump over it. Right, it doesn't jump flat, right down. It jumps far. And over here, there wouldn't be a case of tchilas b'shia. Because I'm supposed to watch it from jumping. Because I know it jumps.
No, so, they're watching it.
There'd be no way for it to be nizik if not for an onus.
No, you know, you're mechuyev to watch it from jumping.
Right.
So I know that I don't care if it jumps because it's not going to break kalim. So I'm not going to watch it. Let it run freely. But now when I'm in the NFL.
You didn't watch it.
Oh, okay, so you took it very literal.
No, you watched it
for you, I watched it for jumping.
So when I leave the door open, there's nothing to do.
I saw the kalim around this roof. So you know what I did? I moved all the kalim to the wall because I know that if it's going to jump, it's not going
to
be a problem.
But
okay.
You have to watch kalim. You have to watch the dog.
I have to watch the dog because it's going to break the kennel. I don't have to watch my dog. I can do whatever I want with my dog.
So it's a freelance. So why do I leave the door open? Why is that different shit happens? Meaning if lightning struck, but I left the door open.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Okay, yeah, that's what you're going to talk. Okay, good. Yeah, thanks, good. Yeah, but I'm saying, but over here, the shit, what? Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's leave that out. Okay, yeah. Yeah, okay, that's good. But Akapanem, so over here we're telling you that the pshia is on the kalim. And we're saying, on the kalim, you were completely einus. You were always einus for these kalim. Okay. Said, even sometimes if naflu chayim, it's a shaky wall. That it's, even the gabin nefila, you're a pshia. Mind you, the boyle la suka daita, the nafal achi. You should have watched that this levain and the cement would be
the bricks,
right? Would be falling down.
And
so mele you were pshia. What?
You bring the dog with it.
No, you know. So you were pshia legabi that. So mele yichayv. In fact, the gemara soif soif le nafal achi, the nafal enu. The maisa, the bricks didn't fall. The dog is the thing that fell. So why are you chayit? So the mat chalasim shiv seifah ba'ainasu. It's chalasim shiv seifah ba'ainas. So you should be pata. So the mat light tzricha bekaisel tzah that it's very
narrow.
So meila, when you put a b'nei shagag, you should have watched out for this. So therefore you chayiv.
So
Marzul
said,
"Oh,
it's chayiv
amarula now." Right. Tell me, Rabbana. Hakelev ha'akdisha dolgu milmata l'mailo. A dog or a goat that jumped from down to up. Pturin, that's not the normal. They jump down, they don't jump upward. Milmailo l'mata chayavim. But if it went from up to down, nichayv. Adam v'tarnaga. A person is mu'ud l'oilam. V'tarnaga shadolgu bein milmailo bein l'mata. A tarnaga goes from up to down, down to up. Chayavim. In fact, the Gemara of Tanya. Hakelev Agdi Shadolgoy Bemala Benamata Bemata Benamata Ptur. So you see how you're telling me that the Chayavin, we see the always Pater. So the Mahatigam.
Why didn't
Lamata
should it be Pater?
Everything. Okay, that's part of the question. The Mahatigam Papa, the Apich Mepich, they're doing opposites. Kalva Biskira, the Gadya Bisricha. The Kelev is jumping. Kelevs don't normally jump. The Gadya. And the gedi, the goat, is doing besricha. That means a kelev. How does a kelev normally walk? Rashi says noyet tzipano bekaisel. That's what he was doing here. He's holding. Normally, a dog like holds its nails in the wall, and it comes down or it goes up. It doesn't. It doesn't jump. Masha'enke in a gedi jumps. So over here, it did the opposite. The kelev was jumping. And the gdi was
climbing.
It's climbing, exactly, with the nails. So the Gemara, Yachay, am I pturin? Why is it pata? Why are you completely pata? So the Gemara, pata minezik shalom, v'chayi v'chatsi nezik. It becomes like Karen, and Karen, yachayi, of something which is a like a derech. So therefore, you're pata minezik shalom, v'chayi v'chatsi nezik. So again, over here he's saying that the dog was doing an abnormal way. It was being mazik through an abnormal way.
No, Mishnah says we're jumping down is normal for the jumping. Down.
Yeah, but even when it jumps, it's not a regular jump. Here we're not discussing jumping. It grabs its paws on the wall. Also somewhat. So therefore that's when you'll be chayiv. That's when you're only chayiv.